I must admit, I could not believe it when it happened. Rarely, and I mean rarely, do I agree with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis on anything. But the bill he recently signed into law on kids and social media is spot on. In case you missed it, the law prevents a minor younger than 14 years of age from having a social media account. 14 and 15-year-olds can have an account with parental consent. The bill also requires pornographic or sexually explicit websites to use age verification. What's unfortunate is some people are so stuck in their political corners, they can't see a good thing when it's staring them in the face. When it comes to our kids, we can't afford to make this about politics. Recent studies have revealed technology and social media use alters the size and physical characteristics of the brain. Then there's the comparing that goes on, glamorizing harmful behaviors like eating disorders and cutting, the attention and sleep problems that follow, and we can't forget about the scammers and the predators. Look, I get it. Social media is not all bad. People feel less alone and can make meaningful connections. But any good tool needs guardrails. We need boundaries, like yesterday. I am not so naive, though, to think that a law is going to prevent all kids from being on social media. But does that mean we do nothing? Does that mean we keep marching deeper into this crisis, talk about the problem, but do nothing about it? The reality is, technology is moving faster than lawmakers and regulators can act. Now, AI is on the scene. And if the experts can't keep up, how do you think parents are faring? Some think the government should just throw up its hands and leave it to parents. How's that going? Everybody doesn't have great parents. And even parents with the bandwidth struggle to rein it in as the tech companies, the kids, and the scammers always seem a step ahead. We need an assist, desperately. And this is a step in the right direction. Now, I don't know if it's going to stick. Federal judges have struck down similar laws due to privacy and free speech concerns. Government intervention isn't always a bad thing. It facilitates education, healthcare, and is a safety net. It takes a village to raise a child. And in this case, if the village is the government in the form of Ron DeSantis, then so be it.